Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Seriously, what could be better than this stretch in sports that we've had lately? Amazing. First-time champions from the Washington Capitals and the Philadelphia Eagles to the Houston Astros. I know the Chicago Cubs had won before, but it had been 108 years, for heaven's sake, so barely anyone remembered. One or two people on the entire planet. Awesome. This is a great time to be a sports fan. It's also a wonderful time to be a sports talk show host. No shortage of topics. Although I didn't quite expect the snitch versus the whistleblower thing to be as big as it has been for the last hour. You know, we could have a first-time champion in World Cup history. There is a five-time champion still alive in Brazil, but a lot of the favorites have been knocked out. And so about a half hour from now, we'll look ahead to the quarterfinals, where you've got this strange dichotomy, a handful of teams who've never won it before, and then a handful of teams that, okay, those names are expected. Those names are among the norm, the greats in World Cup, in the world stage with football. So that's another example of potentially a first-timer, which I think is really cool. But it's bittersweet. Can I tell you the truth? As I look at some of these other teams in the quarterfinals, like Russia, like Belgium, I think, my God, the field is wide open, maybe wider and more open than it's ever been. The United States actually could have had a chance to win this freaking thing. And where are we? We're turning into couch potatoes. We're playing friendlies. Oh, my God. We're counting the days until the next World Cup. It's just, this could have been the opportunity. What might have happened if the U.S. had just taken care of Trinidad and Tobago? Okay, it's better for my blood pressure that we don't talk about it, but we'll talk about it anyway in a half hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So I didn't even realize that so many of you had posted on our Facebook page about snitches versus whistleblowers. But we're going to get to some of these because they're interesting. And I'm sensing a theme, so we won't do this the rest of the show. But for those of you who've weighed in with your opinions, I definitely want to share them. Let's see. Jamie says on Facebook, snitches dime out others. I've never heard that term before. Have you guys ever heard that? Dime out? Is that a fresh phrase that I need to know?
Millennialism.
Well, I don't want to be a millennial, but what does dime out mean?
To throw somebody under the bus.
Huh. Apparently throw somebody under the bus, or as I have said in the past, kick someone under the bus is not cool enough anymore. It's too many characters. Dime out others to save themselves. Jamie says that's what a snitch does, often to avoid jail time. They're usually involved in the activity they're snitching on, quote unquote. He says whistleblower, bring justice to people involved in shady or illegal activities for the greater good. I love this. Whistleblowers are now the cream of the crop. They're the smart ones, the brave ones, the courageous ones. You snitches, you're like the rats that crawl across the street in New York City. Let's see. Alton on Facebook, snitch is involved. For example, he was in the group that stole the test. And then when found out and caught, he rolls on his partners for less severe consequences. He rolls on them. I like that. It's another way to say he ratted them out. Alton says whistleblowers are doing their job and realizing something's not right. They're detectives as well. After exhausting certain avenues, they blow the whistle. Do you like my tone even? I feel like when I talk about whistleblowers, I have to be, like angels shining down their light from heaven. The official, no, tell me where you got these definitions from.
Merriam-Webster's Law Dictionary.
All right, so there is actually an official definition for snitches and an official definition for whistleblowers. Before I get back to your calls, here's what they are, according to Merriam's. And she's really smart. She's like Judge Judy when it comes to dictionaries. Snitch, to take by stealth, to pilfer. I love that word so much. To pilfer. I've used that before on the air. To take by stealth, to pilfer. And yet there's no mention of doing it to reduce your own sentence or to lighten your own punishment. Interesting. The definition for whistleblower, according to Merriam, is a whole lot longer. Did you say this is a law dictionary?
Yep, it's a specific section on the website just for law definitions.
These are legal terms. Snitch is a legal term. Oh, John posted on Facebook, snitch, an everyday word to cops. Now, I don't know if that's because he is a police officer or just because he thinks he knows. Maybe he's been listening to a scanner. You know, a lot of people enjoy doing that. Whistleblowers, according to Merriam's, an employee who brings wrongdoing by an employer or other employees to the attention of a government or law agency and who is commonly vested by statute with rights and remedies for retaliation. See what I mean? Whistleblowers are protected. Snitches get stitches. Such a fine line, too. It's all about judging intent. You know, in the NFL, we get pretty ticked off when referees judge intent. In the NHL, we ask officials to judge if a guy intended to hit another guy in the head or if it was just incidental contact.
Not the refs.
It's a fine line there. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's get to a couple more calls here. Nate is in Arkansas. Nate, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
You know, back in the 90s, snitches had a whole different definition than it does now. They disappeared for real, you know, and that's just, you know, the facts. I mean, really, now it's kind of more like a sport. Pitbull, I think, says snitching is a sport, so please do tell. The whistleblower, I think, is kind of just a snitch on the core, you know, dry snitching or something, you know, but really, snitching is, it's just more of a, you know, snitches get high now, you know, used to the snitches couldn't even get high, you know, they can get high and do whatever, it's just, and they'll tell you they're going to give you less sentence and less time, but they won't do it, just because they offer it don't mean they're going to give it, and I don't think they're going to in the NFL either, they'll offer them less sentences, but they won't do it, you're talking about people turning over on their friends and their family, the people that they care about and they love, you know, they're not going to roll on them, you know, or, you know, the dime statement the guy was making earlier, that I think he was kind of making a reference to, they don't make anything, you know, they're just really giving up respect at the very best, you know.
Because dime to me means an assist.
The guy said something, he was,
yeah, no, he said dime out.
He, used, but,
he said dime out.
Yeah, diming them out, you know.
Yeah.
He's just giving up folks, you know, for, you know, chump change, which is really just basically respect, and, you know, you're going to run into no one but yourself when you get to the end of that line, you know.
Now, when you say that snitches used to disappear, are we referring to, like, The Godfather?
Absolutely, yeah, the movies, Goodfellas, you know. Like, he said, there's only one rule, you know, don't rat on your friends, you know. Mm. If you're talking about all the way to the top, you're just like
what
the
what if they're
movies,
not
you know?
Your friends? What if they're your enemies?
If they're your enemies and they're taking on territory or they're doing things to good people that, you know, that they obviously shouldn't be, then yeah. You know,
well, then it's whistleblowing.
You can snitch them out and you snitch people out and get away with it, but you gotta know what you're doing and
witness protection.
No. That's funny though. I like the detectives earlier though. I don't have anything.
Yes.
I love and honor everything they do. It's really funny kind of to listen to them. You know, almost implied to any degree that it's not just almost basically absolutely like it is in the movies. I mean, period, just exactly.
Oh.
I mean, from the bottom to the top. I mean,
interesting. Well, Nate, I feel like you're an aficionado on this. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
That's some serious stuff there from Arkansas. Huh. I didn't ask him if he'd ever been personally involved, and that's why I felt like that might have been too personal. Snitches used to disappear. Now snitches are, like, When is snitching okay? There's the next question. When is snitching okay? So if whistleblowing, we now put it under an umbrella of protected speech. Whistleblowing is altruistic. It's for the greater good. It's because you're a good person and everyone else is bad in your company or wherever you're, you know, whatever group of people you are blowing the whistle on. When is snitching okay? Silence from the peanut gallery. The two of them
probably
are just looking
good.
At me.
Probably life-threatening.
Never. So you think snitching is never okay?
Hell yeah.
Oh, so you're the kind of person who'd go to jail before you'd snitch.
Yeah, I've gotten suspended from school for not snitching.
That's not the same thing as going to jail.
Kicked out of school. It's the closest thing when you're 14.
Oh, uh-huh.
I think there's like a Kevin Bacon syndrome to this. There's a degree of separation. If the person you're snitching on is so many levels away from you that it maybe won't come back to bite you so hard, maybe that's when it's okay. But if it's too close for comfort, maybe you're better off not.
Mm. So it's all about you.
I think the snitching is all about the person doing the snitching, not the snitchy.
Huh. If the snitching can come back to bite you in the place where it itches.
But you would never not be close to the person that you're snitching on, then what would your information be valuable?
But there
for?
Could be a group of people that might potentially have snitched, quote unquote, which means that it might not come back to you.
If eight people decide to rob a bank together, but one guy's the ringleader, you probably don't want to snitch on the ringleader, but maybe the lackey in the back who's doing the grunt work.
I watch too many crime dramas, so all I can think is like somebody putting a bullet through a brain for snitching. I watch way too much TV, but I watch no like funny TV. I'm not really into to 2018 comedy. It's not my thing. And in fact, most of it I don't find funny. And maybe because I don't know what they're talking about. But when it comes to crime dramas, I just started binge watching a new show this week, another crime drama. Oh, gotta tell you what it is. I had to turn it off just to get in the shower. It was either turn off the TV and stop watching this episode and get a shower and come to work, you know, not smelling, or just say, screw it, it's a holiday, I want to finish the rest of the show. But I had lifted weights, so I didn't feel like it was right to come to work without showering. So I did stop right in the middle of an episode. It was painful. It's really painful. Patrick says this on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Dime out comes from using a dime to use a payphone. When a snitch used a payphone to secretly report someone to the cops, he was said to have dropped a dime on someone. It's been shortened to dime out. So then it's not a new term. It's an old term because no one uses payphones anymore. You know that, right? Payphones are almost a thing of the past. I'm trying to think the last time I saw a payphone. Interesting. Old school. It's always like it always goes full circle and it's old school. It's like,
of course it's old school. Why are we listening to the kid with earrings?
Yeah, it's like 80s music. It's now extremely popular. 80s hair has come back. You know what I'm saying? What are those balloon pants? What were those balloon pants things? you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
All of a sudden, all the cool stuff comes from the 80s. I mean, it's amazing how much of the stuff that I wore when I was a kid is now like extremely popular again.
And all the TV shows are getting rebooted, too.
See what I mean? So dime out is not a new term. It's an old term, actually. It's just a shortened version because, you know, in this age of social media, we shorten everything. All right. So I love your tweets. I love your calls. We are going to try to work them in before the bottom of the hour. Good stuff. I didn't actually intend to do a whole hour on this, but I want to know one more thing. Is when is it okay to snitch? If you're telling me, as a guy who got caught using PEDs in the NFL, if you wouldn't, quote unquote, snitch to save yourself two games, $1 million, I mean, $1 million is $1 million. Are you kidding me? If I'm cheating, you're right, I should have been cheating, but man, if it's going to save me two games and $1 million, I might point to some other guys who are cheating too. I don't know that I'm that altruistic. I don't think I'd take getting kicked out of school. I never cheated because I was too goody two shoes for that. But I don't know that I would be the only one to go down. I'm pretty sure I'd be grasping at other people. And like if someone threatened to kick me out of school at 14, I would have folded up like a cheap tent right away. Isaac says he got suspended for refusing to rat out some friends. Huh. No way. There's no friendship in cheating. Once a cheater, always a cheater, baby. Anyway, it's interesting. So when is it okay to snitch? That's kind of the morphing of this question. And then we'll get to your calls. 855-212-4227. You guys love this topic. I'm not sure what that says about us as a society. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Chris is mad at me on Twitter. He took this a little bit too far. So apparently, there's no such thing as humor or having a good time when we're talking about whistleblowing versus snitching. Chris says the real question, is it ever okay to snitch on your family for $2 million? Who's snitching on their family? How do we get there? Oh my gosh. First of all, I would never snitch, quote unquote, on my family or whistleblow on my family. Absolutely not. There's rules. In Italian families, you do not do that. I would rather take the fall for my family member than to snitch on them and point the finger. I'm tougher than most of my family members, though. Although I don't know if I'm jail tough. I don't think so. I'd probably cry like a baby. But I would rather me cry like a baby than a family member cry like a baby. So, yeah, when it comes to my family, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for them. Now, have you ever asked yourself the question, would you kill for a family member? Now, I'd give up my own life for a family member, but would I kill for a family member? Whew. That's heavy. Way too heavy for the show. Don't answer that question, please. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The fill in the blank. They were parachute pants. Balloon parachute. I was close enough. That's they were awful, though. I didn't like them even when they were popular. But thank you for the tweet about the parachute pants. So A-Law Radio or on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We have full phone lines. I'm not freaking kidding. Full phone lines about snitching versus whistleblowing. And the latest question that now the metamorphosis here is, when is it acceptable to snitch? Who's whistling? Isaac. Was that you? I can't whistle, so it wasn't me. Want to hear me whistle?
That's a whistleblower.
See, I can't whistleblow either. Oh, there was like a little bit of a whistle there. Yeah, that's not me. Okay, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. And if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. I just asked the guys if I should write a CBS Sports Minute on snitching, and they were all about it. They feel like that could be one of my best ever. All this week, I'm doing the CBS Sports Minutes because Boomer Esiason decided he would take a vacation. Whatevs. Michael is listening in Florida. Michael, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, I'm a paralegal in business law, and all these definitions that you're getting off the people on Twitter, what they're not telling you is that whistleblowers get financial compensation based off what the case is and how much money they get. I mean, they get a percentage. Obviously, that varies. But I'm telling you, man, especially in when I was going through school and learning about it, you know, they'd give you a $500 million for a corporate wrongdoing for whatever.
What?
And then, you know, of course, well, not, that's the total, like, how much was involved. And
got it.
The person that blows the whistle gets, like, I don't know, 5-10%. But, you know, even that, even if you get 1%, that's free money.
So it's a big business.
I mean, it can be if it's bad enough.
Wow.
So, you know, everybody's making it sound like, oh, snitches get stitches because they're trying to save themselves. Not all the time. Is it for always the greater good?
So in your opinion, then, how big is the distinction between whistleblower and snitch?
It just seems like it's based off morality and how you feel and how
yes!
you're raised.
Exactly.
That's the big kicker. There is no that's a shades of gray thing, man. That depends on you.
So in legal terms, there's really not much of a distinction.
Not really. I mean, yeah, you can sit there and save yourself and get a lighter sentence. Wonderful. But, you know, if you blow the whistle and get money because you can, you know, you pick them out of the lineup. I mean, you know, you could what? Possibly tank the company that you work for. And that, well, you know, that will ruin jobs of
right
whoever. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot more involved than is it right or wrong. But yeah, just on the other side, whistleblowers are not always pristine.
They're not always altruistic, huh?
Not at all.
Sometimes but, they're just out for the payday.
That's right. There's always a payday at the end of the line. Listen, I love your show. I'm going to hang up and listen to you. Keep it going, girl.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate the insight. So legally, there's not much of a difference. And Michael is saying we shouldn't always assume that whistleblowers are doing it for the greater good. I mean, that's my whole point, is that there are connotations. There are feelings that we have kind of thrown onto these words, right? So our own feelings about what a snitch means and what a whistleblower means, when in essence, it could be the exact same thing. It's just the two words have very different emotions associated with them, which is weird, right? But we judge a whistleblower different than we do a snitch. Let's say you're reading a story in the paper, because, you know, people still read the paper. Let's say you're reading a story online, which, you know, you got to be careful what you read online. But a story uses the term whistleblower instead of snitch. Now, you may not have any specific information, but I'm telling you, when you read the word whistleblower, you think, oh, wow, way to go. I mean, you're smart. You're doing something to better society. You're uncovering some corporate wrongdoing or espionage or fraud. You're protecting all of us by coming forward. You're taking the brunt and taking the heat so that you can help the rest of us. But with a snitch, it's like, just trying to save your own skin, trying to stay out of jail, maybe lighten your sentence. Again, I watch too much TV, but you could use the terms interchangeably and completely alter the tone of a story or a report, which is why I thought it was interesting that Mike Florio used the term snitch and also the phrase rat out instead of whistleblowing. Oh, or uncovering a conspiracy. Let's do one more here. Rashad is in Atlanta. Rashad, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I'm going to try to keep it simple because it's funny how everybody analyzing it, how it goes. But depending where you are in life, you're going to either use tattletaling, snitching, or whistleblowing. At the end of the day, they get snitches. They get stitches. And at the end of the day, they're all whistleblowing. So it's all the same thing. No matter what you do, it's all the same thing. It just really depends on where you are in life and who you're talking to at that time. I don't really see a big difference in either of it.
But you think they all deserve stitches?
Either way it go, if you snitch for a lesser crime or if you whistleblow for more money, I mean, it's the same thing. It's not a good way or a bad way to do it. I guess you're going to say, okay, I'm going to whistleblow because it sounds worse than snitching. But at the end of the day, you're still going to tell on the person that you're doing it too. So it's not a difference. I mean, if your mom don't want you using the word snitching or you're too young, you're going to say tattletale. If you're talking to somebody that's more mature, that doesn't like, you know, some people would think snitching is a profanity word, so you'll say whistleblowing.
Right.
So, I mean, it's the same thing. There's no way to break it down. I mean,
interesting.
At the end of the day, it's the same word.
You know, it's funny because when I was a kid, my brother and I were constantly tattling on the other, and I remember my mom saying, no one likes a tattletale.
Yeah, because she don't want to say the word snitching. So when you get older and mature and depending on, you know, not to put anybody out, but seven-figure jobs, eight-figure jobs, you're not going to, in a corporate world, you're not going to say he's snitching. You're going to go, hey, that guy's over there whistleblowing. And you're going to be like, oh, okay. It's all the same thing. It's not 500,000 more. It really depends on who you're talking to at that time. So I'm thanks for taking my call, and I'm loving, you know, how everybody's trying to break it down. But when they're talking, at the end of the day, you're still saying the same thing.
All right, Rashad, thanks for keeping it 100.
No problem.
Have a great day. I love it. I love it. There are some people who actually think there's no difference. Here's one distinction, though, that I feel like is important to make. If, now I'm not saying every whistleblower is not involved in the nefarious activity. All right. There are some whistleblowers who are involved in it, whether intentionally or intentionally, but decide they don't want to be part of it anymore. Okay. I mean, we know that that happens. Like sometimes men, women who, you know, maybe reluctantly involved in criminal or fraudulent activity, they want out. They want out of that activity, and they feel like the only way to do it is to come clean. So they are part of it. But there are also whistleblowers who just know something's going on. They're not part of it. It'd be like me as a valedictorian, which I was, I told you I was good at two shoes, seeing someone cheat off my test and being like, screw you. You're not taking my right answers and getting 100 on your test too. And so some whistleblowers / snitches / tattletales are involved while others are not. So if you're not involved, then I could see it's more of a, like altruism is the word we've been using, altruistic activity. It's more of a noble, benevolent activity to come forward and to blow the whistle or to shine a light where there's been darkness. But the opposite, if you are involved in it and you just decide you're trying to get an easier sentence or make a little coin, you're trying to dime out. No, that probably wasn't the right. I'm trying to practice. Isaac's like, no, absolutely not. Anyway, so if you're involved versus not involved, there's one major line that you could draw between the two. But I love what our detective friend said. He never calls them snitches to their faces. Why? Because there is a completely different connotation involved with the term snitching. Plus, it rhymes with stitching, which, you know, we already had somebody tell us, no matter what, snitches disappear. All right, 855-212-4227. Because we still have a lot of your phone calls, I want to make sure I get to them. You've taken the time to call. So we've asked our soccer reporter if he will wait until after the top of the hour to talk a little World Cup quarterfinals. We'll continue with your calls. When is it acceptable to snitch?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Your tweets are highly informative, as have been your phone calls. Thank you so much for calling. From all over North America, we've had both coasts of the United States and everything in between. I see there's a call from Canada as well. I've gotten Facebook messages galore. So thanks for being so engaged, even on a holiday night / morning after a holiday when you think people might be out of their routines. But you guys are all in, which I love. Thanks for the new follows on Twitter as well, A-Law Radio. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So at the top of the hour, we have to get to a little bit of World Cup soccer just because the quarterfinals are coming up and because our soccer insider is waiting. But want to get through these last few phone calls that are holding on, and then we'll, I don't know if we'll bring the snitch conversation back. I kind of want to know, when is it okay to snitch? That's my question right now. If it's going to protect someone, if it's going to save me $1 million, I mean, I don't know. The whole idea behind this conversation is that the NFL has a clause in its performance-enhancing drug policy that offers reduced suspensions or smaller fines if you have information that can uncover other drug use. Okay, so it's the NFL trying to clean up the game. But are you willing to do it? Let's say your suspension goes from 4 games down to 2. Are you willing to do it? There's only 16 games in a season, for heaven's sakes. Let's go back to the phones. 855-212-4227. Chris is in Toronto. Chris, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Now, I've seen you've been trying to ask this question and get an answer for quite some time. What I wanted to say was there's only 2 times that is acceptable. When a female is being attacked by somebody and she needs to speak up against her attacker, it's perfectly fine. Anything to do with kids, it's fair game. Other than that, if you do a crime or if you are taking performance-enhancing drugs, take it on the chin. You decided as a man or a woman to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it on the chin. Don't impede on other people's paychecks because that's not cool, man.
So even if they are cheating, since you were cheating too, it was your choice, which means you should just take the punishment like a man or a woman.
Yeah, you're a bunch of cheaters, and out of your bunch of cheaters,
there's no honor among cheaters, you know.
Well, you got to take it how it is, man. You can't just impede on someone else's kids being fed because you got caught taking drugs.
Oh, huh. I mean, you know, like, I understand what you're saying. I do, except that that other person is cheating as well. So I don't know. I'd rather see the game get cleaned up, baby Chris.
Can I be honest? The game will never be clean. Doesn't matter what sport we're talking about.
Oh, okay. So then screw it. Let them all cheat if they want to.
If you, they're going to get caught. So it goes, right?
What about whistleblowing? Is that okay with you?
Whistleblowing and snitching is the exact same thing.
And that kind of is the original question. So you're saying if a woman is being attacked, then it's okay to, I mean, I kind of feel like that's not snitching. If a woman's being attacked, she's reporting a crime. But you're saying if a woman's life or health is in danger or that of a child.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Chris, I like where you draw that line, man. It's a hard line.
No, well, that's how we do in Toronto.
Oh, it's a Toronto thing. I got it. Thanks, man. I appreciate the phone call.
No problem. Have a good night.
It's only a Toronto thing. Joseph is in Sacramento. Joseph, you got to turn down your radio, please. I don't want to hear myself. Okay, we're going to put him on hold until he figures it out. Kevin's in South Carolina. Kevin, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Morning.
Hey, hey.
Hey, I think snitching, whistleblowing is okay if it can potentially save someone's life or prevent harm, hurt, or danger coming to someone. I think it's okay to drop dime them then. And then dropping dime is also, that term started in the streets back in the 70s, black cinema. Even, I don't know if you remember Hill Street Blues.
I mean, I used to see it in reruns. I never watched it. I was mom would not allow me to watch it.
They used to use that term on Hill Street Blues back in the day. Yeah.
You know,
I think it's okay.
So you're telling me if a life is at risk, I watched way too much crime TV, but like there's a gang hit or there's some kind of a hit out, someone hires a hit. You're telling me then it's okay to snitch because someone's life might be in danger.
Yes, but.
You better know
what you're doing.
There's a caveat here.
You got to be smart about it, though. I mean, to save someone's life, I think I would.
I think I would, too. Heavens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want someone to snitch for me if my life were on the line.
Oh, definitely. But the best thing to do is to stay away from the foolishness altogether. That way you don't even have to snitch.
True, but sometimes foolishness finds you. Like, it just, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
All right. You can be wrong place, right time, or right place, wrong time kind of a thing.
There you go. So, enjoy your show, Amy.
All right, Kevin. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
855-212-4227. I like this tweet from Casey. Snitches are a dying breed. Now, does he mean dying as in snitches get stitches or in hospital beds? Or does he mean they're a dying breed as in they're becoming rarer and rarer? There could be two meanings to that. I think we need some clarification from our tweeter. Catherine says on Twitter, things like a phone hacking scandal, for example, would never be vilified for doing the right thing. People shouldn't be made to mind their own business. If someone robbed my home, I would hope anyone who sees it would help out. Is snitching, for instance, helping out someone who's getting mugged on the street, is that snitching on the guy who's mugging? I mean, to me, that feels like if it's crime being committed, I don't know. Snitching? If you're reporting a crime, aren't you, and you're helping someone, aren't you being a concerned citizen? Is that snitching? And if it is,
talking accessory to the fact.
If it is, sign me up. I'd rather step out and help someone, even if it means that I'm a tattletale or a snitch. All right, let's do one more. Leonard's in Boston. Leonard, you got about 90 seconds. Thanks so much for joining us. What's up?
Yeah, Amy, there is actually one place that if you don't snitch, you'll get in more trouble than the person committing the offense.
Oh.
And that's at the military academies. It's considered part of the honor system.
So if you don't uncover or report some nefarious activity, then you could be in just as much trouble.
Yes.
Can you give an example?
A good movie to watch on that is called The Insider with Russell Crowe.
Okay. I like Russell.
And that's based on the tobacco industry where he was the lead chemist, and it's actually a true story. And he ratted on all the executives of all the tobacco companies that swore in Congress that tobacco smoking doesn't give you cancer.
Amazing the things we know 20, 30 years down the road, huh?
Yeah, well, they were actually putting bullets in his mailbox and telling him to keep his mouth shut,
right,
threatening his family, but he was a whistleblower.
So not a snitch. He was a whistleblower.
Well, you know, he's corporate. It's whistleblower. You know, what, it's a janitor or a custodian. What's the difference?
I mean, I don't know. I guess you'd have to ask them. But do you have an example? Are we talking about someone who doesn't keep his footlocker clean or someone who doesn't polish his boots? You're supposed to report it?
No, if you're at West Point and somebody's cheating on a test and you know it and don't report it,
yeah,
then you can get in as much trouble, if not more, because that's considered part of the honor system.
I get you. All right. Well, I agree. Thank you so much, Leonard, for pointing that out. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
So Leonard in Boston, as well as some of our legal callers or, you know, callers inside the legal industry. We've also had a detective who called up and said he doesn't ever use the word snitch, but actually, you know, they're very helpful for his job, which is something I learned from watching TV. Just kidding. I mean, I do learn a lot from watching TV. Last thing before we hit the top of the hour, I just saw this from Adam on Facebook. Rat is a member of organized crime turning in others to save themselves. Snitch is a goody-goody turning in others, usually the result of being ostracized by the group engaging in the activity. Whistleblower, exclusive to white-collar crime. I was so close. Crime. You're using the crime to climb. Adam's got very specific definitions. Thanks so much for engaging in that interesting debate. That's fascinating. All right, World Cup quarterfinals next. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.